What's the halacha if a person is by a chasna and they bring out the dessert buffet by the reception? It's simchas chasna mekala. They bring out the dessert table. Is a person supposed to make a bracha rishayna before eating food from this reception? Does he have to make a bracha achrayna? What is the halacha in terms of hilchas brachas by this reception, by the simchas chasna mekala? So we know that by a normal meal that we have in our house, so normally by dessert, we're supposed to make a bracha rishayna, aside from a case where it's a mezainous food. But normally you make a bracha rishayna, but you don't make a bracha achrayna, because the birchas hamazon that you're going to make on the meal covers the dessert. So foods that are eaten in the context of the meal, such as chicken, soup, if it's by a bread meal, so you don't make a bracha rishayna on any of these foods because they get patterned by the hamotzi on the bread. And they get birchas hamazon patterning them as a bracha achrayna. However, dessert is usually not something that we eat. Machmas asu, it doesn't come in the context of the meal, and therefore, normally by dessert you make a bracha rishayna, you do not make a bracha achrayna. The Gemara though says that there is a type of food that not only do you have to make a bracha rishayna, you even have to make a bracha achrayna. And that is food that comes shloi machmas hasuda, but it comes la'achar hasuda. It comes after the meal has concluded, but that you still haven't benched. Even though normally benching patterns all foods that have been eaten previously, over here you need a bracha achrayna on the food that you're going to eat before going ahead and benching. Azay state in Gemara, Brachas Daf Mem Aleph. Now the question is, why? What makes the food different when it's La'acha Asuda from regular dessert, where we say you make a Bracha Rishayna, but you don't make a Bracha Achrayna, because the Birch Samazan patterns it. How come over here, you not only have to make a Bracha Rishayna, you also have to make a Bracha Achrayna, even though you're subsequently going to make Birch Samazan? So this is a machlokes rishayna. Taisis holds that it's totally in moshach yodoy min hapas. If you completely removed all of the bread from the table, you have completely been mesiach das from the regular meal that you've been eating. Then, if you bring out new food, if it's moshach yodoy min hapas, the halacha is you have to make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna, because this food is bechlal not associated with the meal. And even though you're going to make birchas hamazon afterwards, so you still haven't completely concluded your meal, nevertheless, since this food is not linked to the meal, you have to make a bracha rishayna and you have to make a bracha achrayna. However, Rabbi Yoina says that it's only considered food that's going to be eaten, la'achar suda, shleimach masa suda, where you need bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna, if there was actually akiras hashulchan. If you actually removed the table that you've been eating, if you completely removed the table, the halacha is then, if you subsequently eat, even though you're eating before benching, you have to make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. Now, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, this case then, l'chayro, is very not common. Because normally, even when you have foods after the meal, but before benching, it's usually not a case of akiras hashulchan. You usually haven't actually removed the entire table. And therefore, l'chayro, you would have to make a bracha rishayna normally, but not a bracha achrayna, because the birchas hamazon that you subsequently will make will pater the food. However, even though the Mogen Avraham brings down this Rabbeinu Yoina, and says that that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that bezman hazeh we don't really have this type of food where you make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna before birchas hamazon, because normally today we don't have akiras hashulchan. However, there are certain cases that we have by the receptions where they actually start removing the tables before the dessert buffet, and that is a shaila when it comes to the making of a bracha achrayna and the bracha rishayna, if it's done prior to birchas hamazon. In other words, it's clear that you make bracha rishayna. If you're having a regular dessert, you make a bracha rishayna. But if, let's say, you're at a wedding and there's a reception, and they completely removed the tables, or they just moved it aside in order to have more room for dancing, is this a question of Akiras HaShulchan, which would require you to make both a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Achrayna before eating at this dessert buffet, at this Simchas Chas Mekala, or not? So usually in America, they usually don't remove the tables, and usually it's not going to be a shiloh. You certainly won't have to make a bracha Achrayna, because usually the tables are still there. However, in Eretz Yisrael, and in other places where there's not so much room for dancing, they sometimes do remove the tables. And if they do remove the tables, the question is that considered Akiras HaShulchan, which would require Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achrayna before going ahead and making Birchas HaMazon? So some hold, Rabbi Yashiv held that you in fact have to make a Bracha Achrayna if they moved away the tables in order to enable the dancing to take place with more room, because since they are now performing Akiras HaShulchan, so you subsequently have to make a Bracha Rishayna and Achrayna before benching. However, others disagreed. Shlomo Zalman, others said that no, if you're only removing it in order to have more room for dancing, that will not be considered Akiras HaShulchan, and therefore you will not make a Bracha Rishayna and a Bracha Achrayna, you'll only make a Bracha Rishayna. Now, one of the svaros is because they're not really removing it. They're just removing it in order to give more space for dancing, therefore it's not considered a real akira. V'oi, they don't completely remove it from the room, they just move it aside. You could still find some table to sit on when you want a bench, and therefore it's not a complete akira. The tables are still there. And anyway, there are poskim that say that even though they may move the tables aside, nevertheless, if it's not a complete Akiras HaShulchan that's being done as the conclusion of the meal, you will, in fact, assume that you get patterned by the Birchas HaMazon, and it's not considered Akiras HaShulchan. So it's a machlekes. Now, some people want to get out of the shiloh, so they make sure to keep bread with them from the meal. Then it's completely not Moshach Yodah Min HaPas. You're still in the middle of the bread meal during this dessert. If you carry the bread with you to the reception table, to the Viennese table, then weiter, you're still not going to be Moshach Yodah Min HaPas if you never relinquished your bread, and therefore you certainly won't have a problem of saying Bracha Achrayna. V'oid, some say that if you're going to eat a mezonos food at one of these Simchas Chasam Kala type of situations, then, again, you have a very strong svar to say that you shouldn't have to make a bracha achrayna. Because, in this case, perhaps you shouldn't, you don't even make a bracha rishayna. Why? Because even though normally, let's say, if you have a dessert by a meal, you make a bracha on the dessert because it's not bo machmas asuda, it's not coming in the context of the meal. Nevertheless, if you have mezonos food for desserts, we don't make a bracha. Why? Because there's a suffix as to exactly which type of mezonos foods are included in the category of pasabo bekistin, where we say that it's a mezonos food, but it also can be pas, it could be a bread-like type of mezonos food, which entails birch samoz and amoitzi if you're eating it with the shir kviya sudo. And therefore, since all mezonos foods that are eaten for dessert have like a halacha of a suffix pas, and if it's pas, you certainly don't make a bracha if it's coming as dessert. So therefore, some people say that in this case where you're going to eat dessert food at the reception table, at the Viennese table, so anyways it's a suffix pas. So again, that's another sniff to say not to make a bracha rishayna or bracha achrayna, not to treat this as the food that is coming la'achar suda, since it's a suffix pas, and therefore you're not completely moshach yodem in a pas. Not necessarily are you completely removed from the pas, since it could be that this itself is pas. And therefore, again, this is another sniff in the side of refraining from making the bracha, in spite of the fact that there was somewhat of an Akira Shulchan at this Viennese table. Akoponim, these are the different discussions that arise with respect to the bracha that a person is supposed to make when eating by a reception by the Simchas Chos and the Kala at a Chasna.